That's a little more understandable. See, the worst part about him having a hard time going to the bathroom and wanting to go out constantly now is there was a, I mean, his whole life, he could, if it was raining, he wouldn't go outside for the entire day. He would hold it all day long for until the next day. Same with snow, the cold, like he would, I'd let him out in the morning, he'd get hit in the face with the cold air and turn around. Like, would not go out until he absolutely had to. I never, ever, ever, ever worried about him having accidents or if I had to take him out. Like, he was great. And now he's just, you know, I got to make sure I let him out in the morning. He wakes us up in the middle of the night. I got to make sure I let him out in the afternoon. I got to make sure I let him out before bed. It's like, dude, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he's got something, you know, he's got some kind of cancer inside of him or if he's literally just old and everything's starting to go.
Yeah, it happens to all of us. When you get old, we're gonna. It's just your the muscles and stuff can't hold it. You know, there's a muscle that's actually holding all that stuff back. You know, so or whatever. My wife could tell me what the muscle is and all that stuff, but I don't know. It just gets weaker. You know, and then their digestive system gets, you know, it goes right through them. I could tell you the problem with my one dog was she wasn't absorbing nutrients. She was getting skinnier and skinnier, so it would pass through her. Like, there was probably something wrong. There probably was something internally wrong with her, because at the end, I think it was just, like, whatever was going on inside of her was just finally, like, to the point where it just, you know, you couldn't do anything. And we wouldn't know for sure unless you bring that to the vet for, like, expensive x-rays and all that stuff. So, and most owners don't want to do that. And there's some owners, when they're your baby, they will do that. But there might have been something else you could, some supplement. And it might be something simple for your dog, too. I would maybe bring it to, have you brought your dog to a vet just to, get an assessment. You know, you don't have to have them scan them or anything like that.